To another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Dre Williams. I'm so glad that you're tuned in. I hope you guys have been enjoying each episode that's giving you new insights. But today is just me. We're doing a solo episode where we're diving into the often overlooked yet crucial topic of mastering time management and motherhood, especially during the postpartum period. Y'all, it's tough. I'm still in the trenches of postpartum. And y'all, time management is so real. I know recently I've been in a season of feeling overwhelmed because like going through each phase is different. So like once you feel like, oh, I kind of got this ahead, then something else gets thrown at you and you have to kind of pivot, especially if it's not your first kid, because it's tough having more than one kid. Everyone has different needs. So just really trying to figure that out. So that's where I'm at right now. So just know if you are overwhelmed in this season, you are not alone. But I am here to help you out with some time management that can make the difference. It does make a difference. It just all depends on how you do it and what works for you. So I'm excited to share some tips and insights on how effective time management can not only help you navigate the challenges postpartum, but also prevent burnout along the way. So sometimes you have to do a reset, look at your time management, and go from there. So y'all know the postpartum period is a whirlwind of emotions. You got the sleepless nights. I'm still in them. the endless diaper changes. If you're breastfeeding, you already know how that is. Like you're always on call. That's another job within itself. If you are just, it's so many different things that factors of postpartum journey, especially like mental health related emotions. Sometimes you're touched out, overwhelmed. It's a part of the journey. That's all I have for y'all. I'm not even going to sit here and sugarcoat like, oh, it can be an amazing time, but it also comes with challenges. But remember, there's a season and phase for each thing. So you'll get past it. So you got this. And you're going to just find joy and exhaustion within the journey, but you're going to also find balance that works for you. So balance is about prioritizing what matters to you. Okay? Nothing's going to be perfect. It's just you have to find out and prioritize. Here's the thing, but if you master the time management, you can reclaim some kind of control and create space for self-care and rest, okay? So here's where I'm going to begin. The first step is to prioritize your tasks and responsibilities. So for me personally, I know my biggest things is making sure I'm taking care of my wellness, making sure my family is good, and making sure that I'm showing up on my podcast for you all. Those are like my priorities, okay? And when I say family, I'm talking about the household, I'm talking about the kids, my marriage, all of those things. I make sure that these things are my priority and I'm focused on a regular basis. And don't forget your wellness. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Find things that are non-negotiable that you're going to do for yourself every single day, no matter what. And when you get out of that routine of your priorities, that's when things start getting thrown at you and that's where that burnout starts coming into a factor. But that's why you can always reset. You can pivot. If something's not working, you can always change that. But I want you to take time to identify what absolutely needs to get done and what can wait. Okay? Because everything does not have to be done. You don't have to do everything. Yes, you could probably do it all in one day. But is that going to be good for you overall? Is that going to be good for your mental health? Is that going to be good for the other tasks that you have to have energy for? Think about your capacity. Now think about, do I have the energy to dedicate to certain things? And it's a real thing, y'all, especially the first year. I know that mental capacity, you got to prioritize it because you're not going to be able to take on everything like you did pre-baby. And that's okay because there's a season for everything. So remember, you don't have to do it all and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Next, create a realistic schedule that takes into account of your baby's feeding or sleeping patterns, of your other kids' responsibilities, about how you want to prioritize your marriage or how you want to make time for yourself. So if you're like, oh, I need to work on my wellness, I want to make time to exercise every day. Look at that. How could you fit that in? You know, how can you kind of figure out how you're going to get house tasks done? Are you going to be able to do laundry that day? Are you going to pick which days you're going to do house tasks? There's so many factors that go into it, but you can do it. Just be realistic with yourself. I know sometimes we'll try to give us a long to-do list and you keep adding like, oh, I need to do this, but prioritize what is something that has to get done each day so that you can feel like you can breathe so that the next day you won't have to be carrying the weight of the day before. That is what I'm going to tell you. So that means adjusting your expectations, embracing a more flexible approach to time management. Because remember, as a mom, you know, your little ones operate on their own timetable. Gotta know. If it doesn't work for your little one, don't force it. Like, I can give you a little story about what's been going on in my life. Let me tell you. I was potty training and trying to sleep. I was potty training my oldest. He's about to be 3 in July. And then I was trying to sleep train my youngest so he could sleep longer, y'all, because these night feedings and like they be taking a toll on me, y'all. And I'm like, okay, I just want you to sleep a little longer during the night. And so I was trying to step back, wean, whatever you want to call it, through the night so that he could sleep. It wasn't working. He's like, yeah, okay, y'all tried it for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Just trying not to feed him at night. And yeah, it was worse than just doing the night feed. So I was like, okay. And then sometimes you just gotta pivot and you gotta know, okay, it's not working. But I have the perspective of like, you know, it's temporary. This is not forever. But I also have to be mindful and realistic of like, what can I do? What can I control so that I can get more rest? Y'all heard me say rest, not necessarily always sleep, but resting, like making sure that I can take the time to sit and just lay down or do whatever I can to help kind of fuel me up during this season. Even if that means asking for help, you know, leaning more in on my husband or my village or whatever I need to make sure that I'm good. And most importantly, don't forget to carve out that time for self-care. I told you this, that wellness is so important. It's easy to put your needs on the back burner when you're busy taking care of your little ones or running the household or thinking about work or just all the things that you have to get done. Even household, meal prep, all those things, right? But you have to make time for yourself. Like, you have to be put that as like a non-negotiable, even if you have to put it in your calendar as that's an appointment. You got to do what you got to do because self-care is not selfish. It's essential for your well-being. Whether it's taking a hot bath, going for a walk, simply sitting quietly in peace, or making time for yourself every day is so important. Whether that's even talking on the phone to a friend, like if that fuels you and brings you joy, then do that. Find the things that's going to ground you and keep you going on the hard days because motherhood is tough. Yes, it's beautiful, and those moments you have are amazing, but we also know you have days where you're just like, yeah, this is a lot. So prioritize self-care. Y'all might be like, girl, you're being real honest today. I have to be, y'all. I have to be honest because I want y'all to show up for yourselves. I don't want you to feel like you have to carry all the weight on your own because you're not meant to carry it all. You're not meant to do it all. But that's a whole nother conversation within itself, okay? But I want y'all to know, by mastering time management and motherhood, you can prevent burnout. Create a more sustainable and fulfilling experience for yourself and your family. But remember, it's not about doing it all. It's about doing what matters most and finding joy in the little moments along the way. I hope this episode blessed you guys. I'm in the process of creating more episodes and bringing y'all some good things, but I'm also too focused on my wellness. I'm making sure that I'm not stretching myself where it makes me feel like I'm burning out. So if y'all do not see episodes sometime during this pat next month or so, just know I'm in a hibernation state. I guess that's what I would call it. Getting ready to bring you guys more good content. So just bear with me. I love you guys and I really appreciate the support. But y'all also understand I'm a mother too. I'm running a home, working, doing the things, you know. But I do love y'all. And I'm working on it, y'all. Y'all gonna get some good content, okay? But yes, I really appreciate the support. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this episode. Until next time. And I hope you found these tips helpful. And be sure to tag me in your stories. That's my last thing. Make sure y'all tag me in your stories so I can see what your thoughts were about the episode. But until next time, love you.